business, and let's referring back to our public hearings this evening. Our first public hearing, our public hearings were consolidated. However, we have to vote on them as individually, so.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest, too, before you do that, I think, you know, it may be appropriate if you want to discuss them first, to the extent there may be some discussion.
Well, that's fine. Okay. I'll just read them into the record, but that's okay.
I mean, if you want to read all three into the record and then we just do three separate motions, you could do that.
Well, I think we're good. If there's any conversation, and then we'll read them separately, but we all know what we're talking about.
Just sort of one piece of advice on it would be that we heard that the plus comments were submitted today, but we don't have state planning coordination's response to that. You know, and we should leave like we've done in the past.
I think we need to leave the record open for a couple of things. Yeah.
The other one would be the letter of no objection from DelDOT.
Yeah. And then a period beyond that for the public to respond.
There's one thing I just want to sort of caution the commission about, because this has been one where it's been a while since we've had one with a lot of opposition, you know, and certainly the applicant's presentation contained a lot of relevant information, and the opposition did as well. But I would just caution the commission to take into account speculative testimony. For example, we heard a lot about noise and what something may or may not generate. You know, and I know that the folks that talked about that are passionate about it, but from a legal standpoint, you know, the courts are pretty clear that when you look at a land use decision, you know, you've got to look at what's essentially empirical evidence. You can't decide something based on what you think may happen. So I would just point that out. As I said, I know that the folks feel very strongly, you know, about a lot of these topics, but, you know, at the same time, we've got to follow what the law says we have to follow. So, thanks.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a comment or question. In the past, we've always at least been provided with the plus comments, and oftentimes the response to the plus comments, and we don't always get the response to the response. But my concern is that when we don't even have the plus comments, then there's a valuable portion of the materials that are we should be taking into consideration. We don't even have an opportunity to ask the applicant or the opponents about issues that are brought up in plus, and that's in this case it's very disturbing to me that that's not there, and I don't know how we can address that. If I review the plus comments and their responses, what opportunity do I have as a commissioner to then ask the applicant for clarification?
The only thing I know we can do, Mr. Johnson, is if we're not in receipt of them, is to postpone the hearing. I mean, we're in a position now where you could do that without punishing someone mercilessly because we don't have a big backlog. But outside of that, I don't know what else you would.
But the only thing required for me to accept an application is a DelDOT response to a support facilities report or a traffic impact study, whichever.
Right.
And that the applicant did apply to PLUS. We don't even have to have a response based on the way we accept the application.
And where does that originate, Lawrence? Is that our ordinance, or is that a state law? Or
I may originate from council, but that's what we've been required.
Yeah. Part of that we've been state handling law, it. Too.
The difficulty is, the plus, I thought the plus was in the booklet.
So
I'm doing a report today to get the minutes half started.
Right.
And I realized the plus report wasn't there, so I had to go to one of the files and pull the plus report, which has been in the file for quite a while. I attempted to copy it, and the printer, even in administration, wasn't working properly. Ours is just slow. The one in administration usually works really well. And then today I received a response from the applicant for the plus comments through an email. So I tried to print that. Same problem. I put 17 pages or 23 pages in the printer, and I get 8 pages back with, and all the rest of them just kick in all at once, so I couldn't get a good copy.
The other thing is we're under a different set of time constraints.
That's what happened to me today.
Here's the thing procedurally, is that we've closed the public hearing at this point, you know, so it's not something where it was tabled, you know, where we could just bring it back. You know, I suppose we could reopen the public hearing at some point. Procedurally, that's a little bit different than tabling it, you know, for further continued public hearing on the thing. But I can certainly look at that once we get the plus comments. If there's a need, you know, that you feel like we need to reopen the public hearing, you know, I can look at the rules that apply and give you some advice on that.
Well, I think we certainly, you know, need to keep the record open for both the DelDOT, you know, letter of no objection.
Sure.
And that entrance because of the design of that with the pedestrian crossway and the plus comments. And then once we get those in hand, then we can decide at that point, you know, how much public notice needs to remain before we close the whole thing out, or if we need to, if there's justification enough in the plus report to, you know, reopen the public hearing or not. But I think we need to wait until we get that information in hand, and then we can move forward from there.
What I would suggest, and this goes back a ways because we haven't had to do it in a while, but would be that upon the receipt of the of plus's response, that we have that placed back on an agenda to announce the receipt of that, and then leave the record open 10 days from that point to allow the applicant and the public to
we've
come in.
We've done that before,
I think. Perfect 10 working days after we've done receipt
that.
And post it, if it makes sense. So.
Yeah.
And there's no need to be in,
for 2 weeks.
In a hurry, I don't think.
Well, we can't do anything until we get it. So,
But I think Mr. Johnson raises a valid point as far as going in the future, if we somehow can emphasize to these folks that they that stuff really needs to be in there.
What I have in my possession is the plus comments.
Right.
I reached that was 17 pages. What I have from the applicant was today by email was a copy of their response to the plus comments.
Right.
And typically 10 days from then, Brian Hall or whoever in the Allstate Planning will respond. Typically 10 days, but
well, it seems like most of the time, though, at least the original plus comments are in the packet we get.
That's what I thought. I didn't even give it a thought.
I don't know why they weren't, but I have to agree with Mike. It's a pretty big piece of the puzzle to not have to look at on the fly.
Yeah, it was 17 pages on the plus response. There was in the plus report. There was 23 pages in the response, which was mostly agreed. It wasn't all.
I understand.
More text, but they end up with six more pages of text.
Yeah.
What was the date of the of Plus's comments?
I read that earlier.
I know.
It was May, sometime in May, I think.
Well, that's what I kind of was wondering about. So it's not like, you know, it was August.
I think this is the applicant. I think what we're dealing with is the applicant here.
We were too fast for him.
Yeah.
We were too fast for him.
May. But, I mean, it's September now. He had all summer to reply.
And not only that,
May 17th, the original date of May 17th, we probably received it on 20 something.
Well, not only that,
Mr. Chairman, but I know that in the materials we did receive, the applicant made reference to the plus comments. I mean, pulled out little, you know, excerpts from that. Well, my question is, well, what else is missing?
I think somebody made a mistake putting the book together. Because if they had them, they would have, you know, they would have put them in.
I'll caution the commission on this regard, because the Planning and Zoning Office had them. Whether they're in the book or not doesn't make them part of the record.
I understand.
Yeah,
we get it.
That's why nobody's
done anything wrong. We're just trying to come up with a better system here. But okay.
And we want to convey to the presenters in the future that should be part of our. If they're going to present a booklet to us like this, that should be part and parcel of it.
Well, most of them even have the conditions and findings and printed in them.
We could specify what had to be submitted.
There were three different letters. There's no question
is what we want to look at.
Just like we have a preliminary site plan.
Sure.
Added to the list. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lang, the letters. Should we just stop by here and just read through them? I'm not going to ask you to make 5 copies of 200 some letters. Will burn half of the forest down.
Well, there'll be a ream for each copy.
Well, is it impossible to digitize and email them,
or is it best
for us to just stop by here and read them?
Get the IT folks to scan them.
They can scan them in. That would be great.
I could have sent half of them to you because I got half of them emailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can just load them all through an email.
Yeah. If you can't email them, if it's too big a file, put them on a CD or a stick or something and, you know, digitize them.
if you can't digitize them, just let me know, and I'll just stop by and we'll read a book. I read War and Peace.
Well, you know what? Let me think about this. What I can do, because I'm going to do, since I said it too, a copy of the DVD for everybody. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing that, I'll bet you I can get IT to put those on the same thing, or at least a separate disc, and then just circulate discs to everybody.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah. It'll take a while to read through those.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, meeting? I'm going to have to shuffle them like a deck of cards because there's duplication. Yeah. I got fax, I got originals, and I got emails of the same from the same people. They would do me a one-sentence email, an attachment with either letter that they've already mailed.
Okay.
Just make sure we got it. Right. So we did.
Right.
And I copied each one.
Okay. All right, Mr. Smith. Thank you, gentlemen. And gentlemen, regarding change of zone number 1719, applicant Castaways Bethany LLC, my motion is for deferral with the record open for the plus comments and rebuttals, leaving that record open for 14 days for public review and comment. Additionally, the record is left open for a letter of no objection from DelDOT and for the commission to review the letters and CD.
And I would just say it would be 14 days from the time that the receipt's announced at a public meeting.
Right. The 14-day clock starts from when it's announced at a public on an agenda that the plus comments have been received.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1719, Castaways Bethany LLC, leaving the record open as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?